Zakt de Mishnah Vayta Masechta Shabbos, Perik Yud, Mishnah Dalid. In this Mishnah, we're going to learn about someone who tried to do something which is Asur, but he tried to do it in a certain way, and Lamaisa, it came out in a different way. So the Mishnah is going to give us a very simple rule. If actually what happened is better than the way he intended for it to happen, he's Chayim. But if he tried to do it one way, and somehow it came out in a different way, which isn't as good, then he's Potter. For example, Sakta Mishnah HaMeschavein, someone who intended Lahoitzi Lefonav, to take out an object in front of him. It's always better to have something in front of you, because you can see it, you can watch it better. But somehow it slipped behind him. Ibole Liachrav. As he was leaving, let's say, from the Rishus HaYachar to the Rishus HaRabim, somehow what he was carrying, instead of it being in front of him, he wound up taking it out, carrying it behind him. So the din is Potter, because his intention was for a Shmira Me'ula. Maybe you remember that from Masechtas Bava Kama, that term. His intention was to watch it better. And Lamaisa, what happened was, it was in a way that he couldn't take as much care of it. On the other hand, Li'acharav, if his intention was to carry it behind him. So his kavana was for a shmira pechusa, again a term from Perik HaKainis, if you remember. He intended, I don't care, I can carry it behind me. He wasn't so careful with it. But what happened was, Ibali Lefonov, somehow it slipped and he was carrying it in front of him. So it turned out that he was carrying it in such a way, which is a better way to carry it than the way he had intended. Chayiv, under those circumstances, he would be Chayiv. Mishnah Vayter, B'emes Amru, B'emes they said. Now what does this mean, B'emes Amru? All of the Torah is Emes, Moshe Emes, V'Terasay Emes. So, Parshat Pshat, B'emes Amru means indeed, they said. When does the Mishnah use this term? When they had a very strong Mesoira, that the Rabbanon handed it down from previous generations, and no one ever argued on that. That's when this term is used. That's how the Batanur explains it in the Masechtas Terumos. Sometimes the term B'emes Amru reflects that what we're going to learn now is a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. Do you remember in this Masechta, did we ever have the words B'emes Amru yet in Masechta Shabbos? I'll give you a hint. It was in the first Perek, third Mishnah. B'emes Amru hachazin roya hechana tinoikes kairim. Okay. So B'emes Amru. Ha'isha ha'chigeres besina, a woman who was wearing a certain type of apron. Now, of course, that's not called carrying if it's a normal malbush, but what she did was she used to hang certain things from it, and that's how she would carry it. Meimil fanea, whether it's in front of her, ubeimil achrea, whether it's behind her, chieva, she would be chayiv. Shekein roi lias chayzer. Shekein roi, because it was normal, it was very common, lias chayzer, for this apron to shift around. So you knew when you wore such an apron. Sometimes you wore it, sometimes it was in the front, sometimes it was behind. And Memela, because that was so common, the woman can't say, I wanted to carry it with the apron in front and I got carried with the apron behind. It wasn't what I intended. You know, l'chadchila, this goes back and forth. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af mekable fiskin. The same is true for those people that are dispatched by the king with important letters. So they would run with those letters. Where would they put the letter? They would put it in a hollow tube, a little bit like a Megillah holder. And it was tied to straps that was put around their neck. And of course, as they were running, it would swing back and forth. Sometimes it was in front of them, sometimes it was behind them. So such a person can't say, oh, I intended it should swing in front of me. Then it was swinging behind me. You know, l'chadchila, when you run with this loose thing around your neck, it's going to be in front of you and behind you. However, the Batanura says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Quickly chazzling over this Mishnah, if you intend to carry something in front of you in a better way, and by mistake you're carrying it behind you, you're Potter. If you intended to carry it behind you, and by mistake you're carrying it in a better way in front of you, you're Chayiv. However, both in the case of the apron, and according to the Yehuda, in regard to the people running with that tube tied to their necks, that wouldn't be a teretz, because you know l'chadchila, that it swings back and forth.